Proclamation number 7120, dated the May 14th, 1958. Last Supper, Communion, Love. There can be no union with me without love, because love is my fundamental nature and only the same can join me. Hence the person who wants to join me must also have a loving heart. Otherwise such a bond is impossible. Therefore you should also be able to understand the events of the Last Supper, which can only bring about your unity with me if love has been kindled in you, for only then will my presence in you be possible. So what use are external practices as long as you ignore what is most important, practicing love? He who remains in love remains in me and I in him. Hence you know the condition for my presence and cannot expect me to divert from this condition if you merely perform external action which you devised yourselves because you failed to understand the spiritual meaning of my words. Do this in remembrance of me. A life of love is the prerequisite to receive me myself in your heart and my disciples, with whom I took supper, lived such a life of love. Consequently, they also understood my words with which I simultaneously appointed them to their teaching ministry. For they were meant to distribute the bread of life which they had received from me when I handed to them the earthly bread. They were meant to offer the living water to their brothers, just as I passed to them the cup of wine. And since I myself was the Word that became flesh, I gave myself to those who partook at the supper, and I will always give myself to all those who want to receive me. I will likewise nourish them with the bread of life and give them living water to drink. They will eat my flesh and drink my blood. Thus I myself will be present to them, as I have promised. However, without love such communion is impossible. I can certainly preach love to all people, I can help them to perform loving actions, but I can never take abode in a heart which has not shaped itself into love as yet. And now consider how many people have a completely wrong idea, who certainly take the path to the table of the Lord in their own opinion, but who lack the right kind of love and whose hearts are therefore incapable of receiving me. Consider how many people hold on to this wrong concept because they believe themselves to have done their duty and therefore don't strive spiritually either, even though everyone knows that I myself am love and that I only expect you to fulfill the commandments of love in order to be able to delight you with my presence. But my word is not as much observed as the compliance of external formalities, and my word alone could already make those people think that I require more than mere formal engagements. The instituted words which I spoke to my disciples were understood spiritually by them. But people would also be able to understand their spiritual meaning if only they thought about them seriously. But then the understanding would also require them to live a life of love and thus their work of improving themselves, which most people are unwilling to do. On the other hand, the many different formalities do not require this self-denial and are therefore eagerly carried out, and yet, they do no benefit the souls. Instead, they only make them half-hearted and careless regarding their task in earthly life, which consists of educating themselves to live in love, since this is the prerequisite for entering into a close union with me, which makes my presence in the human heart possible in the first place. For union with me is the human being's first and last goal, which he should and can attain on earth if only he makes an effort to live a life of love and thus tries to adapt his nature to my fundamental nature, which is love in itself. Amen.